it's Tuesday. Oh my God, Tuesday, December 21st. We are coming up on, I think, probably the murder of Joey Gallo.
Joey Gallo. Joey Gallo killed Columbo.
That's right. And they exchanged that look. Pesci, those two old mitts. Their faces were like two old, like baseball mitts talking to each other at a table. It was Pesci and De Niro, and they gave each other like a look. And Frankie was like, okay, here's, I'm getting right to
we
work.
Gotta do it.
Here's all the considerations I'm making to blow someone's head off in public. On his birthday, and also the poor schmo next to him, we determined that there was some.
It's also his birthday.
It's also his birthday. Just thinking about, you know, all these people here who are about to have their lives ruined, and the guy next to him, also his birthday. We decided that. So it's an hour and 45 minutes in to the movie. Happy Tuesday, everyone. I think we're just going to jump right into it today, huh?
Yeah, I anticipate a lot of blood splatter and slow-mo.
A lot of slow-mo, blood splatter. I think that's absolutely a reasonable assumption to make. And just to remind everyone, we do have the ongoing wager. We didn't really wager anything, but just sort of prediction was that I said he was going to die today. By today, you said tomorrow. It could still be very much tomorrow. This
it
is a real,
be.
Like, I think we were both kind of on the line here. So let's see how it goes. I'm really excited. Okay. I'm going to play the next min right now.
His bodyguard would be with him, and Joey himself could be carried but then the piece would be in his wife's purse.
Okay, so he's keyed in on the empty table where he will be sitting.
Now we're looking at the bridge, the Twin Towers, prominent.
You never got a lot of advance.
Never forget.
Ooh, maybe I will be right. Part of it.
We're really stretching this out, yeah.
Oh, John, the redhead knew only one thing. He was going to drop me off.
He's getting driven there by John the redhead.
And pick me up.
He's just kind of sitting there. He looks bored. He's pulling up to the clam house.
You want
to
take out the bodyguard first. Not kill him. Don't kill him. Just disable him.
Just, yeah, sure. Incapacitate
him. No argument
with
him. So, not in the face or the chest. Sometimes, with something like this, you might want to go to the bathroom first. It gives you a chance to make sure nobody followed you.
Yeah, sure. Case
it
the joint.
It gives you a chance to make sure nobody's in the bathroom.
Oh, no. Oh, that's the min. Wow, foiled by the min.
Foiled by talking about taking a bathroom break.
I think we might. It could even get pushed into Thursday.
It could be Thursday.
I could see this really getting dragged out.
Yeah. That's.
I was, ooh, my heart is racing. I was ready for it.
That was an interesting observation he made about maybe you want to use the bathroom. Because obviously we were in deep Sopranos mode for a few months, and there's, you know, the famous final scene of the guy going into the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, and also Godfather too, right? Doesn't he get the pistol from the toilet?
Yeah.
Isn't that Godfather?
Yeah.
The Italian restaurant. So, yeah, a lot of,
the mob loves the bathroom.
Maybe that's also part of the, you know, this is Scorsese is old. All these dudes are old. The movie's about an old dude in a nursing home rambling about all the mod old, like, I'm realizing that as a theme. Here.
You think this is like, his like Faustian tale?
Kind of, yeah. I think this is like the old man's mafia tale. Like,
yeah,
this is it's almost like a meta commentary on like we were telling these stories years ago, and now we are the old dudes. So here is the old dude's tale. It's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Wow, I went on a real tangent there, huh? What am I even talking about? That's the deepest I think I've gone on a min. And
no, I
mean,
this definitely does feel like, oof, in almost a strange way, like a retrospective of like a meta commentary on Scorsese's own work.
Yeah.
It's like a retrospective of his focus.
I'm seeing that now on Netflix, of all places. Hilarious.
Probably just threw him absolute gobs of money and we're like, here you go, go
nuts.
That's the
real meta commentary right there, is that the old man's mafia tale is being told on Netflix. Just saying, it sounds weird. Oh my God. Gen Z will have no idea. Oh my God. Remember those discs? Remember the thrill of getting the red envelope with the disc in it? Were you like a Netflix disc person?
Oh, hell yeah. That was the only way I could get Criterion in college.
Tyson hands up in the air, Neil deGrasse Tyson hands. We got a badass over here.
It's true. There was no way to get Criterion. And at the time, Netflix had Criterion's library and Giannis Films as well.
Okay, nerd. That's Janice. I'm telling you, it's Janice.
It's not Janice.
Yeah. Janice Films.
Giannis.
No. The little coin comes up and it's Janice Films. I know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, I miss those discs, man.
It was very exciting. You'd open the mail and you have the little red envelope and you're like, which one is it?
Yeah.
Because obviously the popular movie you wanted was like stuck in a queue.
And now we're in the future watching it on a digital file. The way it was intended, 60 seconds at a time.
Yeah, we don't even have a way to play those pesky DVDs anywhere in this house.
My busted old Xbox, I think, will cough it out.
We've only gotten it to do that once.
It sounds like a locomotive when it gets really going. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it might be one of those like one and done, like you put in the disc and it destroys it after one viewing. But I don't know. We'll see. But anyway. Thank goodness for digital technology that we can just absolutely destroy this man's work. So that's Tuesday in the can.
Tuesday, done.
Wednesday, I think we're looking at a Joey Gallo getting killed here.
I'm ready.
Oh, there's like a kid. Is that a kid?
There's kids. His kids are there.
Oh boy. All right. Yeah.
Probably his.
We
I'm guessing that old lady is his mom.
That's the. Oh man, the weight of it is settling on me. Whew. Okay. Well. Gonna have to wait until tomorrow. Let's, we'll see you then.
See you tomorrow.